Kim, I'm looking right now at a glossy mailer sent out by Speaker Paul Ryan's Congressional Leadership Fund. It's a super PAC, which was sent to selected Democrats. I don't know how many or who. I think you may know, but it was sent to selected Democrat voters in the special election. You referred to it in the last segment, but it says here in big letters, "Thank you, Connor Lamb," who was a Democrat, "for opposing," in big letters, "gun control laws." Now, another one says, "Democrat Connor Lamb says new gun laws not necessary to control violence." Now, to me, Kim, that's a message that sounds really good to anybody who favors the Second Amendment. It sounds very bad for somebody who does not like the Second Amendment. But in this district, Kim, you know it better than anybody. Was this a mailer that is stupid? Or what in the world, what happened here?
Well, setting the stage for this, Connor Lamb did not answer any questionnaires from our organization, the NRA, or Gun Owners of America. And how could the Congressional Leadership Fund make that determination of where he stands? I confronted Connor Lamb at one of his public events and wanted to know where he stood on national reciprocity for people to carry a firearm for self-defense, and he wouldn't answer me. We have video of other examples of him not being pro-gun. So here steps Congressional Leadership Fund and sends it to Allegheny County Democrats and some Democrats in Washington County, keeping in mind that in this area of Pennsylvania, many of the Democrats in this area are pro-gun. And what they did is they effectively used this to destroy our efforts at reaching out to the crossover vote, the pro-gun Democrats, to explain to them why they had to support Rick Saccone, because they undermined this with these kinds of a mailing. And the pro-gun Democrats local representatives held these up and says, see, even Paul Ryan admits that Connor Lamb supports the Second Amendment. So in the end, they were trying to say that Rick Saccone and Connor Lamb, there was no difference, no separation between them, when there was a world of difference between them. And the NRA is upset. They wasted thousands upon thousands of dollars, as did we, volunteer time, and they negated everything we did. And without a doubt, this cost Rick Saccone the election.